From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
I was behind the wheel on a Florida highway recently and looking at a sea of white license plates covered with oranges when a bright yellow Florida plate caught my eye. It had a child's drawing of a boy and a girl on it with the words, "Choose life." I had never seen that before, and it caught me so off guard that I drifted out of my lane. As a Californian, I'm used to seeing license plates designed to preserve Yosemite Valley or save the whales. But nothing controversial, nothing divisive, unless of course there's somebody out there who wants to pave over our national parks or harpoon all those pesky humpbacks. It turns out that the Choose Life plate has been an official offering of the Florida DMV since 2000, and drivers who want it on their cars pay a $22 annual fee that goes to support organizations that encourage girls with unwanted pregnancies to give up their babies for adoption. If an organization even mentions the word abortion, it's disqualified from receiving any proceeds from the plate. In case you were wondering, there's no Choose Choice license plate on the list of Florida's offerings. As I was driving behind the Choose Lifer, I was thinking not about the road, but about the pregnancy I chose to end when I was a 19-year-old college student. I can't imagine I would have gone on to graduate from Dartmouth after having a baby, even if I had given it up. Instead, I became a journalist before becoming a mother, and the oldest of my three daughters is now 11, not 21. I found myself getting angry at the driver in front of me, who no doubt would have preferred I not have that opportunity. The Choose Life license plate is currently available in 13 states and has sparked legal battles in states that include Missouri, Illinois, and Arizona, where lawmakers rejected it because its message is contentious. I agree, and I hope that when the group sues in California, our lawmakers reject the plate for that reason as well. State governments have enough work to do without getting into the business of sanctioning messages that are better restricted to bumper stickers. There's enough road rage out there as it is. With a perspective, I'm Stephanie Losey.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the Internet at lchb.com.